Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
New technology may help bees by providing an antidote to deadly pesticides. The new solution allows beekeepers to feed their bees pollen patties, a pollen-sized microparticle filled with enzymes to detoxify certain pesticides before the bees can ingest the poison. I chatted with Cornell University's James Webb to get the latest buzz on their sweet technology.
We took this enzyme and we knew that this enzyme could break down organophosphates, which are a pretty considerable pesticide group, roughly one third of all pesticide use. The classic one everyone thinks of is Roundup or glyphosate. So we had this enzyme and we knew it could break down organophosphates. We encapsulated it in this microparticle, and the microparticle allowed the bee to consume it and make sure that the environment around the microparticle was neutralized somewhat. And then this allowed the enzyme to function. Any organophosphates that the bee had consumed, the enzyme could kind of break it down and improve the survival of the bee, so the organophosphate wouldn't actually end up reaching its target of a neuron and kind of cause an overstimulation or paralysis of the bee. We found we could significantly increase the survival of bees that were exposed to organophosphates through this initial treatment.
Now, I noticed that you tested it on Malathion, and would it work on other insecticides or pesticides as well?
That was solely kind of targeted towards organophosphates. So that can target all different types of organophosphates. We then kind of looked at other designs we could use to target a wider variety of pesticides, because as you mentioned, there are so many different pesticides out there. We have made a new design kind of off the back of that research, in which we leverage insect proteins and actually sequester different pesticides into a microparticle, which the bee is able to then expel in its stool.
So am I correct in saying that these microparticles were filled with enzymes?
Yeah, exactly. So we took this enzyme called phosphotriesterase, which is capable of breaking down organophosphates. We put them in a calcium carbonate microparticle. And the microparticle helped with a number of things. Firstly, it helped neutralize the acidity in the stomach of the bee, which helped the enzyme function and break down the organophosphate. And secondly, the microparticle could kind of mimic pollen and help in the way the bee digests the microparticle. So when a bee digests anything solid, it tries to extract it out of its first gut, which it uses for honey production and nectar purification. It extracts it out of that first gut, and then it ends up in the kind of mid-gut where a lot of the solid food digestion happens. In that way, we could increase the digestive retention of the microparticle in the bee stomach, which was really cool.
How big are these microparticles you're talking about, and how do you get the bees to ingest it?
So they're on the micron scale. So anywhere kind of between 10 microns and 100 microns, you definitely can't see them by the naked eye. But we get these microparticles to be ingested by a bee by putting them in a sugar food. So that might be a syrup or a dry sugar. And they can also be integrated into a pollen feed. So typically beekeepers also feed their bees a pollen supplement. So we can kind of put these microparticles in any food substrate bees might eat.
How does it detoxify? Does it stop the bee absorbing it, or does it do something else?
The enzyme microparticle design breaks the pesticide down. So it snaps it in the middle of its molecular structure, and that forms two different molecules, if you like, that are non-toxic to the bee, or not as toxic. After that's happened, the pesticide can't really perform its function as well. And in that way, it's detoxified. So we had groups of bees, and we would expose these bees to pesticides. And then we'd also treat the bees with our sugar syrup containing our microparticles. Those treated bees, we found that we could detoxify the pesticides that they were consuming. But the bees that we didn't give our microparticle syrup, they were not detoxified. And yeah, if we gave the bees a high enough dose of our enzyme microparticle treatment, 100% survived, whereas unfortunately 100% of the non-treated ones died with the pesticide exposure. So these microparticles, they're still at the research stage. We're getting closer to be able to maybe get these out there for commercial beekeepers or backyard beekeepers. There's pesticides everywhere you look, unfortunately. Whether you're in an agricultural environment or you're in a suburban area, pesticides are everywhere because they can easily travel in our water bodies, and people spray them in their gardens a significant amount as well. We're kind of doing some field trials at the moment in 240 hives, testing out this design, and we're seeing some really promising results so far.
That was James Webb from Cornell University.